Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a joyful gathering together here this morning, as always, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord our God in the midst of us, He is mighty. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. That the God of glory, you know, who inhabits eternity, even this old heart, just being his footstool, should dwell in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. As he has said, I will dwell in them and I will walk in them. We are those one that he said, we who are to judge angels, to judge the world to come, what manner of men ought we ought to be. No, hearing all these things, even the prophets who wrote these things, Bible said them, not unto them, but a people to come at the end of the age. Now we are at the end of the age. Help us to be sober and to be vigilant, even as you have warned us, Lord, that day will not come upon us unaware, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for, as we read your word this morning, Lord, we are trusting you, Lord, to bless us as always. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Like I said, just take a little bit from the prophetic event that we have been doing. And we're going to have more to come because this is the time to remind us of the things. Bible says, take it. For the things we have had, lest at any time they will sleep. See, and be very, very careful. We have had them 40 years ago and so forth. So you have to really, you know, be careful. Again, like the Bible says, don't let them sleep. Now, for this is the hour that we need them most, you know. So, we see those who want me next week, I don't know when, we come back to that little home, we continue Daniel chapter 8 and so forth, you know. But today, this morning, be ye thankful, amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. God, even when at the beginning, he confused their tongue as Babel, you know, he confused their tongue as Tower of Babel to different languages. But, however, God has ordained that there will be a universal word among all people. I mean, virtually the same in every language. That's what is called hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So, computer language, but even in heaven. So, we say hallelujah. So, next to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that word hallelujah is the most powerful word that a Christian can really speak. What does it really mean? The word appears many times in the Jewish scriptures where it is simply hallelujah, like it's spelled as well as that, you know. In the King James Version, in many places, it is spelled or translated, praise the Lord. That's what it really means. That's what it means. Praise the Lord, what it means and so on that, you know. Hallelujah is more than a word, really. It is a song of praise. Hallelujah is a common language of redeemed sinners, saints, and even angels. Hallelujah expresses thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord. You can put hallelujah right there. That's what it means. No. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We have much to say about that this morning, towards the end of it, you know, this morning by God's grace. All who have found that the Lord is gracious and full of compassion should have a song of praise in their hearts. Hallelujah is a natural and joyous chorus of praise, welling up in the redeemed heart to magnify the Lord. Psalm 92 verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah, even fill heaven. It is a word that will be prominent in our vocabulary when we get to heaven. What am I saying? Revelation 19, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Verse 4 of the same chapter. and the 24 elders, and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. See, that's what Hallelujah and Tophel, you know. Hallelujah feels like it's what we should be living, you and I, Christians, sons of God. And Hallelujah feels like it's based on the cardinal truth of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. When you believe that scripture, then you can live a Hallelujah feel life. Don't forget that it means praise the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. What said Romans 28, 28? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. When you know that scripture and you believe it, then you can live a Hallelujah feel life. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. No matter what, you can shout Hallelujah, meaning
Hallelujah.
Any place, anywhere, anytime, under all circumstances, praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, yes. Now, thank you, my sister. It is a life that boldly proclaims, in Hallelujah life, it is a life that boldly proclaims Hallelujah. In the face of difficulties, in the face of troubles, they can proclaim Hallelujah. In the face of problems, emphatically believing that all things are working together for our good and for God's glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah feel life obeys 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything give thanks. Talking about being thankful, right? In everything. Everything means everything, right? No matter what they look like. No matter what you feel like. Everything means everything. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That life shouts Hallelujah in the face of every circumstances of life, good or bad. And Hallelujah feel like, you need praise the Lord feel life, right? No matter what situation you are in after another. Hallelujah feel life. Follow the example of those in the Bible who by praising God triumphed in the face of certain defeat. A couple of them are this. Jonah. Know the story of Jonah? Swallowed up by the way. The prophet running away from God, right? You know, and you know, I don't want to go through the story. And but let's see what, how did he get out of the situation and so on. In Jonah 2:9, talking about a praise the Lord feel like. Hallelujah feel like, we follow this kind of examples, you know. I gave about two or three of them. You know how the story of Job and was thrown into the sea because of running away from God and so on. Jonah 2:9. Here is how he got out of there. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And when he said that, begin to praise God, what happened to him? And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. See? No matter what condition you are, look at how he was praising God and so forth. As soon as he said that, God threw the fish, vomit him out. No, you know the story there and so on. Yeah, praise the Lord for your life. No matter what you are, you know, if you read the couple of verses before, he was in a terrible condition and so forth. He called it sacrifice. He said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I believe in Hebrews 13:15, it says that we should make a sacrifice of praise, right? Sometimes we are going to be in a situation where you don't even feel like praising God at all. Then it becomes a sacrifice. That's why what will Christ do? Christ makes sacrifices, right? Unto the Lord. And you are kings and priests, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sacrifices of praise. Under any condition, you know. So it's a sacrifice. When you don't even feel like you are in a difficult situation and so on, Satan putting pressure on you, that is time to praise God. See Jonah right there? voice of praise, say I will sacrifice. He was in a condition where he was ordinarily, you know, it's just a place to really give. Natural man can't praise God in that way, but you know, as soon as he praised God, God spoke to the fish, vomiting him out. Now, without going through much, the Israelites marching around Jericho, you know, that is the first, the first entry to the promised land. How they cross, I told that to be the first entry to the promised land and so forth. Even the president of the prime minister, Netanyahu, in his speech yesterday, they are facing difficult time, and so I mentioned this Jericho and so on, that, you know. Anyway, so it was so fortified when they got there. Jericho was so fortified and so forth, terribly to be able to be defeated and so on, that, you know. But what happened? You know, God told them what to do, right? Joshua and so on, that, you know. When did the war fall down? In Joshua 6:20, I say, hallelujah, feel life. He praised the Lord, feel life. No matter what the difficulty you are facing, they are going to praise the Lord. So Joshua 6:20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpets. And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. So praising the Lord, you see, be thankful and so on, that, you know. So living that thank giving life and thankful life and so on, we bring great victory no matter what seeming defeat will be facing you and I today. Get out of it quickly, more than any other way, see, by praising the Lord. So we see right there. Now, Judah, surrounded by three armies, the days of Jehoshaphat, you know, and even confessed in 2 Chronicles 20, a popular sermon chapter for almost all preachers and stuff like that, you know. So, I believe in that chapter, all of a sudden, there was a surprise like we have it right now, the surprise attack, you know, three armies of different, you know, come around Judah and so on to fight them and so forth. There were no match to this army, both in number and maybe in ammunition or whatever. There were no match at all. In fact, what would Jehoshaphat do? He was a godly man. Although he made a mistake, almost anybody make a mistake. Abraham made a mistake, right? The mistake he made most of the time is working with the house of Ahab most of the time, you know. The godly working with the ungodly. Anyway, he summoned the fast and so forth, both babies and everybody, to seek the Lord. You know, because, and when he was praying, he said, Lord, we don't even know what to do at all, you know. It was in such a condition, I mean, hopeless as human is concerned. See, now we know what to do. Then there came a prophecy and so forth, what they should do. So anyway, and they were giving instruction. In short, so here's what happened in 2 Chronicles 20:21. They were given by instruction and so on. And when he, meaning Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and as you praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, the people praising God, they went before the army. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. You see? Yes. Praise and thanksgiving is, I mean, greater than atomic bomb and hydrogen bombs, amen? Praise the Lord. Praising God is greater than ammunition or any kind of atomic or hydrogen bomb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To say, praise the Lord, if you like, I put hallelujah there. Praise the Lord for its mercy endure forever. See? So let us learn, you know, in our daily life. So this is more than just words. You know, it's potent. If you mean it from your heart and so on like that, you know. Now, 22nd verse. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Praise the Lord. And you know what? I like Jehoshaphat and so on, like I said, he was a godly king. When you have gotten the victory, They didn't just let you stay there. Read the whole chapter. He declared a thanksgiving time in the valley of Beraka. They call it in that chapter. And so, you see, so, giving, be thankful. No matter what condition or situation, you know, that is the quickest way to get out of any trouble or any kind of satanic attack in your life and so forth. Be thankful, no matter what. Well, let's get one from the New Testament, Paul and Silas and so forth. Know their story, preaching the gospel and so forth, beating and bleeding at the back, and you know, and imprisoned in Acts 16:25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas were feeling sorry for themselves. Is that what it says?
No.
No, praise the Lord. No. Paul and Silas, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They don't care. Praise the Lord. You know, they preach everywhere already. They heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Read the whole thing, you know, and learn a lot of lessons there and so forth. You know, and the Roman guard, you know, he was asleep when he was awoken. They were in the dungeon, they were dying, had to go and fetch the light and so forth. Because in Roman government, if you are a guard and any of the prisoners escape, they're going to kill you. It's your life or death. Praise the Lord. But about your kid himself, Paul said, do yourself no harm. We are here. Even other prisoners could have escaped. They didn't go. This is a wonder. When their chains fell off, they also see the wonder of what is this. They could have just run away. Even with the other one, they didn't run away. Paul said, we are all here. You know, don't do yourself no harm and so on. Anyway, you know what happened? A whole house was converted, amen? Praise the Lord. Out of that terrible situation, bleeding and somebody was praising the Lord and shouting the victory and so forth, you know, that, you know. And they were told that shouted and so forth. A secret in there. We can take our household with us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the first verse. Say, I don't say that, you know, God has grandchildren, but we can take your family with us. One day I'm going to talk about that thing, taking our family with us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so what shall I now do then to be saved? The man asked. You know, what? No, I'm going to say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that shall be saved, and the household. He didn't say stop smoking. He didn't say stop drinking. The thing to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that shall be saved, not only you, and your household. And when people preach, when you receive Christ, all those other things will take care of themselves, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The man can't stop drinking without Jesus himself first. Praise the Lord. He can't stop smoking until he has Jesus in him. And so that is the simple gospel and so on. Don't complicate the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That shall be safe. And the household. And the Bible says the man took them home, washed their bath, and fed them. And he was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, him and his household. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All coming by praising God. More than atomic power or bomb and so forth. Anyway, so be ye thankful. That's what I said this morning. Now, is there any magic in the word hallelujah? No. It's not a magic word. Not abracadabra like my sister said. No. It is simply directed to toward God. In childlike faith, it simply means praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. That's what it means, you know. And not a black kind of thing, not a magic word. It means praise ye the Lord. It is taking the bold faith attitude that God is in all, above all, and inhabits the places of his people. Like we are told in Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the places of Israel. Wonderful God. Imagine the infinitely great God. I mean, dwelling in you. Oh my, just it's a wonderful thing, really, you know. Anyway, praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother and sister, possess an attitude of gratitude, no matter what. The Bible plainly teaches that God's children are to have a thankful heart, which is an attitude of gratitude. Psalm 103, it's a popular psalm, as you should all do this to verse 2. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What we encounter today, discouragement and so forth, don't stop right there. Remember what he has done. See? That all helped David, the little boy, to defeat the Goliath, right? While Saul and all the men of war were, you know, that chicken before Goliath and something like that, you know. That small boy said, what is this? Who is this circumstance killing me? To defy the armies of the living God. I was praising. I was alone in the wilderness. When the bear came with my bear and I tore him aside. And the lion, see, passed victory. He remembered that one and something like that. You know, he was able to do the unshakable. Praise God. By the power of God. You don't even use any kind of armor. Like I'm saying before, I say praise and magnify God is greater than atomic bomb, right? Saul tried to dress him up with all the armor and so forth. He tried to put it on, he couldn't do it. Out of flesh we fail, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes. So anyway, to know how he defeated the Goliath, he said, I come against in the name of the Lord of hosts, amen? Whom you are defied, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The name of our Lord Jesus. You know the story, idea. Anyway, so we see. And the New Testament commanded us in Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. That's what I got the title from. Be ye thankful. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word thankful means to be full of thanks, right? Any place, anywhere, be full of thanks. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. Yes. Meaning be anxious for nothing. I mean, this is something that should be coming to our mind all the time when you feel a situation of any kind. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And God promise you and I, if you can do that by faith, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I mean, it should be in our mind and soul and spirit all the time. When you face a thing, what should I do? You see, that was what Jesus was supposed to do. When he said, neither do we know what to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, in everything. See, by giving thanks and so forth. Now, we should make it a habit of our life to really lift our voices in giving thanks to God for his bountiful blessings. Should be an habit of our life, really, you know. And, Colossians 2:6-7 declares that when we are truly rooted and built up in Christ and established in faith, we will be abounding with thanksgiving. That's what it says in Colossians, you know. Let me read the old text, you know. Colossians 2:6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Not for baby Christians only, for all Christians, amen. Praise the Lord. Throughout our Christian life and so on. Abounding in thanksgiving. Throughout our life and so on. As we live for the Lord Jesus. And we also we should use our mouth and tongue to praise the Lord the most. In fact, that is the main thing we should use our mouth and tongue for. We are told in James 3 somewhere in India. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not, I think it's verse 7. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an holy evil, an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But the Lord has prescribed a cure for you and I, for our tongues. Our tongue trouble. What is it? To use our tongue in praising the Lord. And David had learned the secret of victory over his tongue. to keep it. What does he do? Keep it busy praising God, amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus. That is in Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times, sir.
Amen.
His praise shall continue and be in my mouth, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Not just going from place to place and talking and, you know, so don't do that. Use your, he even said that book, he said, how can bitter and sweet come from the same source? You cut with the same mouth, then you bless with the same thing. How can it be? You know? So he cautions us not to do that and so on. Learn to use your tongue to always, like David learned, praising the Lord and so forth. That's why, no matter what so deep to him, see what I'm saying? Even he got a time where we are in his, you know, in his cave and so forth, and so his enemy was sleeping. You could have just killed him there and so on. Anyway, even when Saul died, how are the mighty fallen? Tell it not to the God. Praise the Lord. Mourning for his enemy. Even in the Old Testament, see, how much more the New Testament. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now to just use your tongue to praise. Don't speak. I mean, you are the Lord, you know, and you are not your own. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And great benefits and so on that, you know. So tell us, you know, learn to use your tongue to praise the Lord. Giving thanks can be more than an expression of gratitude. It can be the victorious fulfillment of the promises of God. Sometimes, those promises may appear too good to be true. Many of us, you'll be wondering. But with God, all things are possible. See? Or you can be thinking, could it be that we are not certain that God is sincere in offering me this kind of a thing? Don't think that way. Numbers 23:19 says this, no matter what it is and so on, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? You know, one time about 3 or 4 centuries ago, as instead of asking a question, we can frame it like this and so on. Indeed, he has said, and he shall do it, amen? I mean, instead of asking a question, I would say, he has said, and he shall do it. He has spoken, and he shall make it good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, for all we know this thing, 2 Corinthians 1:20, another one to tell you, all the promises of God in him, meaning in the Lord Jesus Christ, are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God. So no matter what you need, find a promise for it in the Bible. No matter how difficult, humanly speaking, it may be, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't just put anything to himself. Even in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the what that I do, shall he do also. And even greater works, amen? In one place, I believe in Matthew 17, in the case of the epilepsy boy, he was on the Mount of Transfiguration with the other 3 disciples. And while they were there, a man whose son has epilepsy came to the other 9, you know, to deliver the boy. You know the story. And they couldn't. So when they come back, the man was desperate. He saw the Lord out. Oh, I brought my son to your disciples. You know, this my son was tormented. Sometimes the devil cast him into the water, sometimes into the fire. And your disciples couldn't deliver him. Oh, crooked and perverse generation, the Lord is looking. How long will that be with you to suffer with you? Never did they bring him anyway. Praise the Lord. And they deliver him and so on. That, you know? So the disciples were so ashamed those 9. So everyone understood, he went to the Lord secretly. Lord, why couldn't we cast him out? The Lord said, because of unbelief. Praise the Lord. God of unbelief and so on. Matthew 17. Now, where I'm going is this. Then, he says, if you have faith, like a grain of mustard seed. He said to this mountain, be thou removed to yonder place, and it shall obey you. He said, how be it though? Now, there are certain things, there are certain of the demons and so on that can't just go out anyhow, but by fasting and praying. And when you do it in Matthew verse 21, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So yeah, we've got all things that are possible, but now turn it over to us, that even with us too, as we follow his guidance and direction, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let us put our mind into those things. So we are kings and priests. So the Bible says, like it said in John 14:12, that he that believeth on me, what I do shall they do also. Now, don't forget also that God is not a miser. Amen? God is not a miser. He is generous. In Romans 8:32, no matter how big your need may be, I mean, you know, he is God Almighty. Not a miser. You know, that's what he says in Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So, you say all things, yes. Indeed, brother and sister, all things are yours. 1 Corinthians 3:21 tells me so. All things, really. You know, I always say, when I hear all things in the Bible, I'm always so happy, Abby. So your faith has to grow. Praise God. So nothing that you bring to God that is according to his will, that will not be done. Say, all things are yours towards the end of 1 Corinthians 3:21. All things, really, you know. Now, but the thing is this, you and I, but don't just hold the title of what you have. Go take the possession. You see? Yeah, you have the promise, right? Go for the take possession. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right. So to receive a gift is simply to take it from the giver. That's right. And then seal the transaction with thankfulness. Praise the Lord. Now what you do? So don't just hold the title in your hand. Take possession of what God has promised you and give thanks to the Lord. Now, possess an attitude of gratitude and always do as we are told in Psalm 100 verse 4. Say, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's see certain things here in Jeremiah 33. So, we will be ending just a very short exhortation here this morning. You know, on the title, you know, be thankful and so forth. We're going to exhort the Lord. As we see a couple of examples here, when they exhort the Lord, God's glory came down and so forth. There was the 33 of Jeremiah verse 10. Thus said the Lord again. Now Judah was in captivity and so on, that you know. And God is promising them that he will bring them back again. You see, thus said the Lord again, there shall be heard in this place, which he say, shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah. And in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitants and without beast. Verse 11. The voice, there will be voice of joy again, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy or mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first said the Lord. They are in that condition again now. Praise God. They have almost emptied most of the northern part of Israel right now because of a terrible assembly from Lebanon side by Hezbollah and so on, that you know. In fact, the Bible said that, look, this is a fact of to be or not to be.
Yes,
see this thing, it's either we be or not to be. So it's part of the last and so that, you know. They call it the second, you know, I preach here, I mean, maybe 4 or 5 Sundays ago, the wars of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This is the seventh war. Of Israel. Mm-hmm. This is the seventh one. You know, I talked about the six of them before.
This
is the seventh war, can you imagine? So maybe pre-Armageddon, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So well, you know, in the Armageddon, the Lord is about to intervene in that one, right?
Yes.
To end it. Praise God. The time of Jacob's trouble, the Lord fall of brethren. And before that one, the church goes up. Don't forget that. Praise the Lord Jesus. So this is even prophetic and so on. So we see right there. Now, so what I want to bring out here, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. There will be restoration, you know, restoration. So always look for restoration, no matter what you have lost and so forth. Incidents cheat you or pass you something. Learn the life of praise. God, I will restore said the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even to the church, I will restore said the Lord, you know. So that's what it is. 2 Chronicles 5:13. This is the, you know, it came to pass as the trumpeters, and this is the dedication of Solomon's temple, right? And bringing out the word that for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. In every situation, either for restoration or even for a dedication, they are always thinking the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So now in 2 Chronicles, this is Solomon dedicating the temple. He said, "Father, it came to pass, even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they had lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." When they say that one, just like Jeremiah prophesied that will be done again, coming out of captivity, in dedicating the temple, what happened? What did that? Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. When they begin to praise God, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Yeah, he ought to be praised. That's what he created us for, right? Bible says, you know, that's what he made us for, to praise him. What he made us for, you know? Anyway, so even Ezra, when they want to restore the father, you know, so the temple was destroyed, right? And they had to restore it. They said the same thing in Ezra 3. You know, I believe it's verse 10 I want to read for somewhere in there. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord. Talking about being thankful, right? To praise the Lord. Verse 11. And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So the key thing is that telling the Lord how great he is good, and for his mercy endureth forever. If you learn to do that, angels will be around you, amen? They'll come here up and go, yeah. You know, in a special way. I mean, a praising Christian and so on, we're going to attract angels more than you think, and so on. And of course, don't forget Jehoshaphat, I read it before, in the battle and so on, the three armies against Jehoshaphat. What were they saying? Which I read before, 2 Chronicles 20:21. And when Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and as you praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, I mean, the Lord sent an ambushment against all of those armies, and Bible said that they were smitten. So this morning, I want to wrap up with Psalm 136. All of us are going to read it, and I believe that in a special way this morning, let's go. Believe the Lord for whatever looks impossible to you this morning, amen? Mm-hmm. And believe to receive in the name of Jesus, no matter how hard, no matter how difficult, no matter how big it may look to you and so forth, just by singing. So all of us will do it. I will read the first part, then you will read, all of you will read the second part. Psalm 136, you to read all of it. So, example is this. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Then you will say, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Are you ready? 136, yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's answer our feet. Because that is the last part. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's go. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that made great lights.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endureth forever.
With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which divided the Red Sea into parts.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it.
For his mercy endureth forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which smote great kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And Og, the king of Bashan.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And gave their land for an heritage.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Even an heritage unto Israel, his servants.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who remembered us in our low estate.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And has redeemed us from our enemies.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who giveth food to all flesh.
For his mercy endureth forever.
All of us read by 26. All give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Praise God! Hallelujah! Father, we worship you, Lord. We glorify, just magnify him. Say, magnify him. Tell him how great he is. Thank him for all that he has done for you. Forget not all the benefits, and he has greater things for you tomorrow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, greater things he has in store for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What the Lord has in store for them that love him. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Remember, you know the former thing, said the Lord. How we do a new thing, it shall spring forth, and thou shalt see it. Keep your eye upon me. Have I not told you in the 26th chapter of Isaiah? I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is still upon me. Because in trust in him, trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I will be that strength. I will make the crooked places safe before you. I will break the gates of bar before you. Call the bars of iron and thunder for you. Cause it to walk in the plain path. I will restore, said the Lord. He has come before you one way. He shall flee before you seven ways.
Amen.
I, the Lord, will build a dream. I that put the walls of Jericho down, will put that wall before you, and thou shalt have joy. Say, my people shall not be ashamed. Father, we thank you. We worship you, Lord. We glorify thy name, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. As you have said, Lord, nothing shall be impossible unto your children. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being with us this morning. We go with our head lifted up. We are kings and priests. Chosen by God. I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you. Your tomorrow is infinitely greater than your yesterday. And I will see to it, said the Lord. Father, we thank you. This is the hour, you know, of the coming of the Lord. As I supply the need of Elijah the prophet near the translation, so I will supply the need of my children who are eagerly and consistently and diligently looking for my soon coming. So be steadfast now, watch and pray always. Father, we thank you again. Commit every need at your hand this morning, Lord. We are not ashamed of the scriptures. Philippians 4:19. Our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. No doubt, we thank you, Lord. We receive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Please, brother, I must give this testimony.
Yes.
You see, what we have this morning is divine. It's from the throne of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was hallelujah.
Amen.
2 weeks ago, somebody, I prayed some people 3 a.m.
Yes.
And you know, we just woke up from the sleep with an alarm and everything.
Yes.
And we were saying, and whatever, you know. And the Lord started chastising us.
Mm.
That, do you know what that word hallelujah means?
Amen.
You guys, so, you know, the sister was just reading hallelujah to the extent that the craft I did this week, I went to Joanne, I got a white material and red letter alphabet.
Mm.
I made an hallelujah flag.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Right this week, to be waving it to the Lord, anytime I'm singing and praying, hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! For me to come here this morning,
hallelujah!
Speaking it, praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.